James McLeod is the Managing Director of Tobin Brothers Funerals. Good morning to you, James.
Morning, Ross. Morning, John.
We read in the Herald Sun today that cemeteries want to be able to sell grave sites with limited lifespan. That is, that you don't buy a grave site, that you effectively lease one. That would suggest to me that there must be a shortage.
Well, certainly there's been a number of feasibility studies going on for some time about where our next cemeteries will be, and land has been identified in places such as Whittlesea, Melton, in the Yarra Valley, and Dramana. So there is a shortage of land, particularly in the eastern suburbs, where Lilydale is the last of the cemeteries there, and that only has a short term to run.
So I guess what you're saying is, yes, you can have a grave site for your loved one, but you're going to have to travel a fair distance in order to visit it.
Absolutely, and certainly the cemeteries and the locations of the cemeteries they're looking at for the future are well out of Melbourne as it is now.
But the cemeteries that we've currently got all chock-a-block, are they? Sorry, full.
Well, certainly, John, a number of the inner suburban cemeteries are, and put yourself, for example, in the eastern suburbs.
No, thanks.
Often people say, I'd like mum or dad to be buried at Box Hill Cemetery or Templestowe Cemetery because they're in their local areas, and those cemeteries have been full for some years now and are only available to client families that have purchased plots there in years gone by.
I'm reading it, some of the options that I might be able to choose for myself, either a high-rise mausoleum for myself, for my cremated remains to save space, or alternatively a natural burial in a biodegradable shroud in a forest. If I took the forest option, would that be the first time that a grave has been built other than a shallow grave in a forest?
Well, certainly those options are available, and mausoleums have been available for a number of years now, and people have been taking or purchasing mausoleums. But certainly we've seen in the last 10 years that cremation has increased. It has increased significantly, predominantly because of cost and predominantly because of the distance where people now...
Are people paying more for a cremation given the carbon tax?
No, certainly the carbon tax hasn't affected cremation to date, Ross.
Why do people insist on burial? Is it a cultural thing or a religious thing? Because it's obviously antisocial, isn't it?
Well, certainly culturally and from a religious perspective, that's why many families do choose burial. And because Melbourne is such a multicultural community, certainly we've seen higher burial rates here than in other states of Australia.
Hey, James, they say that if you enjoy your job, you'll never work a day in your life. Do you sort of get up in the morning with a spring in your step heading into work as the managing director of a funeral parlour?
Yeah, I've been in funerals now for 26 years, and I really enjoy going to work, and it's a great opportunity to help people at what is often the most difficult time of their life. So thoroughly enjoy my job, Ross.
Good on you, James. Lovely to chat.
Good on you, Ross. Thanks, John.
James McLeod goes to work with a spring in his step, managing director of Tobin Brothers Funerals.
But one thing he has to do when he gets to work is learn how to wipe that smile off his face. You've never seen people in that business sort of looking anything but sombre.
Instant Radio Solutions. Need a question answered, a bet settled, or some late homework done? 96900 693. What brings you in here today? It's 7 to 8.